Now, underneath your chair, you probably found something. If not, you should look. I have mine. It's a, looks like kind of a set of antennas that you could wear on your head. So I'll put mine on right now to get ready for this next presentation. I'm told it looks better than the cow print cowboy hat I got from the youth track. So get your antennas ready, because we're going to talk about the Braille Flyway. Giving wings to literacy. And, you know, we don't use the word partnership lightly. We don't use the word partnership. I should have told you earlier to get your antennas out, because I knew this would be disruptive. We don't use the word partnership, if I could have your attention. We don't use the word partnership lightly. And when we were approached, by the American Printing House and Humanware about being a partner on this project, you know, the initial reaction, of course, we're very excited about the idea, but we've heard a lot of people talk about creating a tablet multi-line Braille with graphics. You know, it's been talked about to death. We have been invited to be a partner, and I think this is very significant. The Printing House and Humanware are financially vested in this project. They've put money in. We have not put a penny into it. We do not have a financial interest. We have been invited to criticize it. Because they said, we want this to be best of the best, and you all are the best to tell us how to make it better. Now, we do, of course, in one sense, as individuals, have a financial interest, because if this device, when this device does what we hope it will do, it will create greater opportunities for us. So when we say partnership, we mean it. It's not just words, it's action. And we are now observing the results of the partnership starting to take wings. And if you haven't gotten a chance to put your hands on the Monarch at this convention, don't miss it, because this is the beginning of the future. I suspect that you have made at least one of our speakers nervous from the earlier booing. So remember, that was Dan's thing. Please welcome our great partners from APH and Humanware, the president of the American Printing House for the Blind, Craig Medder, and the president of Humanware, Bruce Miles.
It's great walk-up music. Can't go wrong with Tom Petty. Well, good afternoon, NFB. It is so good to be here, and thank you, President Rick Abono, for inviting APH and Humanware to come back, be here once again, and talk to you about what we believe will be the game changer in Braille literacy. Thanks to your support, the Monarch. I'm Dr. Craig Medder, president of the American Printing House for the Blind, and I believe most of you are familiar with APH, so I will spare you the whole history about APH and what we do. But we've had this mission since 1858, and that is to empower people who are blind or low vision by providing accessible and innovative products, materials, and services for lifelong success, because we envision an accessible future with opportunity for everyone. It's been a year since Bruce and I were on the stage in front of you, and at that time we had a rough, rudimentary device, and we were introducing this concept about a dynamic tactile tablet. This was going to be the Holy Grail. It's the device we've all been dreaming about for decades, a digital device that not can only render multi-line Braille, but also tactile graphics on the same surface at the same time. Something that many companies have been working on. It's not just been an APH HumanWare thing, but there are several colleagues who are here who have been working on very similar attempts. We've tried to do it before at APH. And I will tell you, it is a steep, steep challenge. During our remarks, we talked about the magic of partnerships and how that magic could make these, turn all those efforts into success. And we gave you all magic wands. How many of you remember those?
Yeah.
All right. Those were annoying. It's a great gag, but every time you wave them, they would go off. My train of thought would be lost, and you have to find your place back and continue on an intelligent conversation, which is enough of a challenge for me as it is without a magic wand. But every time we said the word partner, you responded. And I know for some of you at the time that sounded like science fiction, because you've been promised this dream so many times. But we're here to tell you today that that magic wand has worked. The dynamic tactile device is a real thing. We now have more than 100 of these in circulation for beta and field testing. We expect it to be on the market in a little more than 1 year. This past January, with the NFB, we were proud to launch the official name, the Monarch. So instead of magic wands this year, you've all, as Mark explained, you've all been given Monarch headbands, these little curly butterfly antennas to wear during this presentation. And why? Well, not only do we need more of your magic, but we need to take flight together. We need to build a highway, or we should better say a flyway, for the Monarch. And that is a pathway of support that will help make all of our dreams a reality. The one thing we learned at APH a long time ago, but really have emphasized that during the last few years, is we cannot create products simply for the sake of creating products. That without things like training and information, tech support, resources, those products just sit on shelves. And we've made a concerted effort to do these things through our Hive Learning Center, the APH Connect Center, the Center for Assistive Technology, which is called CAT, and of course, most importantly, is working with organizations like the NFB. We know that when parents and teachers are more informed about the technology that students are using, and when they have the proper training, that students actually will have better access to that technology, and they will learn important skills that prepare them for school and life. So for a device like the Monarch, which is something we've never seen before, we believe a real game changer, we need this ecosystem of support, the flyway. It's even more critical that we do this in partnership. But before we talk about that, I know you are eager to hear some about the Monarch device itself. So where we are now, how soon it will be in your hands, and we are so proud to have HumanWare as our partners in this effort. They've been working very hard to trailblaze this new technology with us, and bringing their many years of experience into this process. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Bruce Miles.
Well, thank you, Craig, and thank you, President Riccobono. I think everyone looks fantastic with those curly little Monarch headsets. And Craig, you pull it off really well with your bow tie there. It's a nice accessory. And President Riccobono, that's nice with your suit. I'm quite happy this year that we don't have the 500 wands as well. That was, like, quite distracting. But I guess it did its work, and we are where we are now. As Craig mentioned, my name is Bruce Miles. I'm the president of HumanWare, and many of you may know HumanWare. We've been around, yeah, for sure. Thank you. We've been around for 35 years, and actually one of the founders is here, at the show. Gilles Pépin, if you get a chance to talk to Gilles, we'll make sure he's at the booth later. And we've been committed to working closely with the NFB and the blindness community since those 35 years and to develop products that support your lives, which include, maybe you know some of these products, the Braille Note Touch. Yeah, thanks. The Brilliant line of Braille displays. The new Stellar Trek. Okay, not as popular yet, but come down to the booth and we'll show it to you. And last but not least, the new Victor Reader Stream. Yeah, I got a lot of good feedback yesterday on that product, so thanks for your support. So the last time we were here, I told you about how the Monarch partnership with APH came about, and it's really part of a journey with APH. We've built a very successful partnership with APH and developed really strong products together, such as the Matte Connect, the Chameleon, and the Mantis. And we've worked, and we've worked on other projects like CodeJumper and GoodMaps. So it just seemed like a great next step to respond to that request for proposal to develop this very ambitious and game-changing dynamic tactile Braille device, now called the Monarchs. Thankfully, I don't have to say that again many times. So now it's the Monarch, and this is exactly the type of project HumanWare was built for, and we are absolutely thrilled to be part of this. So fast forward, so we've been working on the Monarch now for almost 2 years, and this is unlike any other HumanWare project that we've ever worked on. In some ways, we've been able to build upon our experiences and learnings from the past, like the Braille Note Touch, but in many other ways, this is uncharted territory. And believe me when I tell you, we have the most talented, committed, and creative minds in the world working on this project from HumanWare and APH and through our partnership with DOT and the great guidance that we get from all of our partners at NFB. So thank you. And I'll tell you, from being surrounded by this energy and the persistence of these teams working together to create these new solutions has been amazing to watch. And for me personally, I mean, this is hands down the most fulfilling project of my lengthy career. So I'm really happy to be part of it. Everyone working on this knows how important this is to this community. And that's why for like every new problem that comes up, we ask the question, what do blind people really need? And then we ask you, the NFB membership, for the answer. So that's why this is working really well. Our philosophy, you know, is that the device will be powered by the people. So that's why from the very beginning we have involved as many blind adults, students, and TBIs in the development as possible. And we've literally traveled around the world to meet with blindness organizations, schools, mainstream corporations to find out what they really need and how we can best do this. So the Monarch has been to Microsoft, it's been to Amazon, it's been to Apple, it's been to all the major publishers, it's been to the blindness organizations in the United States and the schools for the blind. It's been demonstrated to representatives on 5 continents, so get ready for this because there's a lot of countries, including Germany, France, Holland, the Netherlands, Italy, Spain, Portugal, Finland, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Turkey, Russia, Slovenia, Australia, Canada, and South Africa. So that's not bad for 1 year of work, right? So a lot of credit goes to our sales team. So thanks to the sales teams for that. And it's really become a global phenomenon now. You know, and there's such a huge worldwide interest. And we're determined now to make sure that this is going to work for everyone, no matter where they're located in the world. The reactions we get are really interesting from around the world. And they're basically identical, though, no matter where you are. And what I hear most often is, this is a game changer. I can't believe I'm actually holding this technology in my hands. Is this for real? This will change everything. This is a day that I never thought I would see. And we also hear some things that I really can't repeat in front of you. So a few four-letter words are thrown out there too, but in a good way. So that's good. So, you know, all that to say that there's a very high level of excitement. And now we know we have to deliver. So all of these partnerships I mentioned are important, but without a doubt, It's our partnership with NFB that is being responsible for getting the Monarch to where it is today. So I know President Rick Abono said they're there to criticize, but you're there to do a lot more than that. So the NFB has been there for us to help answer the difficult questions, and thanks for that. The NFB has been there for us to help us make the right connections that we need to make this happen. The NFB has been there for us to help break down barriers. NFB has been our North Star, keeping us going in the right direction. And NFB has been there to encourage us that we have to keep going even when the going gets tough. But most importantly, our partnership with NFB has allowed us to share all of this with all of you and to get your expertise, your dreams, and your ideas. As you may recall, last year we spent about 20 hours with 50 of you showing this proof of concept and getting feedback. And this really did guide our development and helped us build this beta device that we have now. And again, this year, we doubled that. So now we've had in-depth testing with 100 testers. So we're really happy about that. And that's going to allow us to continue to develop. So we've been able to make huge progress with your input. You may recall last year, we were only showing this proof of concept. It was like a tactile array that was hooked up to a computer. We called it like the Frankenstein device because there was all kinds of wires sticking out of it. And so it wasn't really pretty looking. But now, if you've had a chance to see the new one, we do have the Monarch. And it's a beta device which is working on its own, and it's there for you to try yourself if you care to join us. And if you haven't participated in the focus groups, you can see it at either the Humanware or the APH booth. So how many of you have seen the Monarch or stopped by the booth? Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, well, that sounds pretty good, but if you haven't, or if you'd like to just see it again, you can see it tonight between 7 and 9, and tomorrow, I think, between noon and 1:45. So we'd love to see you. Come by and see our amazing team and give us feedback. We'd love to see you. And just as a reminder of what you'll see, you know, if you come by and what the new Monarch is looking and feeling like, it has 10 lines now of 32 characters of Braille that you will experience both tactile graphics and Braille on the same surface. So, like, how exciting is that? Yeah, that is. That's really cool. And then with all of this technology, it only weighs 4.5 pounds. So we've managed to put it into a more compact product. And has about the same dimensions as a gaming laptop, so still a very, very portable. It includes the latest Braille Cell technology from our talented Braille Cell partners, Dot, who are also here this week, if you get a chance to see them. There's going to be Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connectivity. There's stereo speakers for text-to-speech and audio feedback. There's an internal microphone for voice input. And, of course, a headphone jack. But also we have an HDMI port that allows for video output to display the Monarch's content on an external monitor, but not only in Braille, but also in print. So that will allow teachers or parents to easily view what the students are working on. So, yeah, that's a big one. And then the other question we get asked a lot is, oh, well, what about the battery? And I would say so far with the current battery, the Monarch can fly all day long. And from being here, we were testing all day long and there was still battery remaining for the next day. So we've been able to go over a full day with the battery. Yeah. The Monarch's going to come with a protective case included. We know that it's an expensive device and has to be cared for. And it's going to come preloaded with software, including a book reader, a Desmos scientific calculator, a word processor, and access to APH's tactile graphics library, which I hear is huge, and much more. It's going to function like a computer, so you'll be able to surf the internet and send emails and all of these fun things. And that's really just the beginning. So you're probably saying, yeah, this all sounds really good, Bruce. But to truly make an impact, we have to have it in our hands, right? So are you saying that? Or? Okay, good. Yeah, because that's what I would be saying. I'd say, yeah, okay, this is all really good. So, you know, I just wanted to also give an update on where we're at with that. So we've started manufacturing, the planning and the manufacturing itself, and we expect the first production units. They're planned to be underway and first delivery in early 2024. Yeah, that's really, really quick. And we're planning the full launch around this time next year. So hopefully at next year's convention, if I'm invited back to speak or I don't do anything wrong at this one and come back, that would be great. We'll be able to announce the dates and details and pricing and all that fun stuff. So we're hoping next year that we're going to have all of the details. So, yeah, really happy to be able to announce that. So all of that, that's really on the device side, but that's really only part of the story. And as Craig mentioned, there is the flyway, and that's having all of the underlying support infrastructure ready at the same time. So Craig is going to come back and tell you more about that and how you can help us prepare to get the Monarch for flight. So thank you, and Craig, welcome back.
All right, so we're going to bring it home here with this last little bit. The flyway, that is the ecosystem. It's the most critical. The device is amazing, and for those who have seen it, you'll agree with that. But the most critical part of the device and its success is creating that ecosystem that allows this device to flourish. We're going to have the first units in early 2024, and we talked about that. Those will not go on sale immediately, because what we're going to do first is we're going to get that into the hands of teachers and professionals who work with students and adults. Because what we have found with technology is that if you do not train the trainers effectively, then the students get the short end of the stick. So we got to do a better job of that. So we are going to put out a call for applicants next year, and we're going to get that up and going. Another element of the flyway is standards. We all know that the BRF is great, but it's antiquated. And it won't even begin to level the all the functions that are available in the multi-line Braille device. BRF was not designed for that. So for the last 2 years, APH has been working with more than 40 Braille organizations around the world, including the NFB, to come to an agreement on a new electronic Braille-ready file, the EBRF standard. And I am happy to say, and at sometimes even shocked, I mean, you're talking 40 organizations from around the world, and not everyone agrees on how to do Braille, but we have agreement with all 40, the standard has been set. We have asked DAISY Consortia to be the take the lead in that, and they are the ones taking the charge on that, which is really exciting. So the EBRF is now a reality. We also need to look at standards for digital tactile graphics. Different groups have done that, but we need to get a universal standard for that. Tactile graphics will be available at the touch of a button on the Monarch, and this opens up a whole new set of needs for the field. So we have groups meeting to talk about those standards, and at APH we're talking about what needs to be done to expand the existing graphics that we have. We currently in our library called the TGIL, Tactile Graphics Image Library, have about 17,000 graphics. We have been at talks with agencies from all around the world. You know, Bruce named off all the countries that have libraries similar to ours of tactile graphics. We want access to all those graphics, literally taking us to the hundreds of thousands of graphics that'll be available to the individuals using the Monarch at the touch of a button. A quick search and find, and then a decision made as to what's the most appropriate graphic to use for the occasion. The other thing we're going to need on this is we have to develop a software development kit. If you think about when the first smartphones came out, the iPad, they were very limited, and what made them successful was this ability for everyday users to create apps that would make the whole smart universe a wonderful place to go to get tools. We want to do the same thing with the Monarch. We're going to be releasing an SDK kit that would allow any of you in this room or any company that wants to create apps for this device to be able to create those apps so they can be downloaded to the Monarch. And of course, a key piece of this Monarch flyway is funding. The Monarch is going to be expensive. I'm going to be frank there. I've always said when I was an educator in Washington State, the kids we serve, it costs a lot of money, and I will never apologize for that, because it's all about equity. So we know this is going to be expensive. Thankfully, not as expensive as 5 years ago, but we know there's going to be a cost. So what are we going to do about that? Well, we're looking at funding strategies, and just as seriously as we're looking at how to improve the technology. For last year, APH and our partners, including the NFB, have been visiting Congress. We've had been making our case that every single student should have access to a device such as this. And I'm happy to say that we have not been met with any, no one's pushed back on that idea. Everyone says, you're right. This is a game changer. Every student who uses Braille should have access to this device. So now we are seeking the funding for that device. So here's where we need your help. We need you as members of the NFB to use your wonderful loud voices and speak up for not only for the Monarch, but for all technology for students who are blind or low vision, because our students, as well as our adults, deserve equity. We deserve equity. So we need you to partner with us and talk to your local representatives at state and federal levels to help get that message across. So I'm going to wrap it up here, but I kind of got off my notes, so that's okay. I do that sometimes. I just want to tell you how grateful I am that we have this partnership with the NFB and the opportunity to speak with you once again. We want to carry this message of partnership even forward, and we have asked, and President Riccobono has agreed and will be gracing us at our annual meeting this October as our keynote speaker. So we're excited about that. Because I think that sends a clear message, and it's something that there's a change in our field, and it's a change that's been a long time coming, and we're not there yet, but we need to push this idea that in order for agencies to be successful is you have to partner. We are better together. We know that. And we cannot operate in the vacuum of, like we talked about earlier, we can't create products and then come back to you and say, well, what do you think? Is that going to do it for you? No. No, we have to do every product moving forward with the voice of people like here in the NFB who will tell us, like President Riccobono said, we need your criticism, we need your support, we would love to tell you, let us know when we're doing something right, but make sure you tell us when we got it wrong, because if we don't get it right on the very beginning, then we're just doomed to fail. So, all right. By the time the Monarch gets launched, I hope everyone in the room, everyone here has a chance to see that Monarch or will provide us some level of expertise or some input so all of you can say that you had a part in letting that Monarch fly. So as we close out here, there just really aren't the right words to finish this up. So we've asked Paul for a song. So those you don't know, Paul Schrader, our VP of Outreach and Impact, from APH is down here, and Paul's gonna take us out with a song. What do you got for us, Paul?
All right, let's see what we're gonna do. Glad to say that Tom Page is up here with us from the Haymakers.
Hey!
Let's hear a little, join the rhythm a little bit. All right, so those of you who grew up in the 70s, yeah. There was this conversation about Flyway, and then somebody said Braille, and I thought, Flyway to Braille, I think I know where we're going. So some of you will know. We're going to change the lyrics a little bit. Graphics on the same display with our partners NFB. E-Braille's coming, gonna read your way. Sending textbooks in digital files. Students welcome it with happy smiles. Monarch's here from APH. human wears gone the extra mile. All right, we're going to go into the chorus. Are you ready? Are you ready? We're on the fireway to Braille. Fireway to Braille. Fireway to Braille.
Get up with those antennas.
Fireway to Braille.
It's the first NFB Rock video.
New Braille spine makes 10 lines. No thumbkey's gonna slow us down. Hit the scroll bar, find the zoom. The dot tech makes an awesome sound. Hey Congress, we need you too. With that funding, we won't fail. Hey teachers, come along too. We're on the way to the Holy Braille. Are you ready?
Everybody.
We're on the byway to Braille. Byway to Braille. Byway to Braille. Byway to Braille. Once more time through, let's let the Congress hear our song. Everybody on the byway to Braille. Byway to Braille. Byway to Braille. Byway to Braille. One more. Byway to Braille. Byway to Braille. We're on the byway to Braille. Byway to Braille.
You can't stop us now.
Had we known that's why Paul missed his door prize, we might have given it to him. But thank you, APH Humanware.